The Independent MP, Tony Windsor, says he'll support a return of Peter Slipper to the Speaker's chair if he's cleared of any wrongdoing in the civil and criminal allegations against him. The sexual harassment case against Mr. Slipper will be back in court this morning after an alternative process failed yesterday. Mr. Windsor also gave AM his assessment on whether Tony Abbott would remain as opposition leader. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley reports.
A room full of lawyers and 9 hours of mediation came to nothing.
Anything that has occurred upstairs cannot be disclosed or discussed, so I will not be answering any questions, unfortunately.
James Ashby emerged from the 9 hour mediation session with his media manager, Anthony McClelland, who read a short statement.
This is not a case about money.
Many hours later, the Speaker, Peter Slipper, left the building but wouldn't answer any questions.
Mr. Slipper, how did it go today?
James Ashby settled his case against the federal government last week for $50,000, but the sexual harassment case against Mr. Slipper will be back in the federal court in Sydney this morning.
To proceed against Mr. Slipper and to hold the Commonwealth to the settlement that they offered and that we accepted.
The federal government says it's planning on reinstalling Mr. Slipper to the Speaker's chair as quickly as possible if he's cleared by the court and of allegations he misused cab charges.
I wouldn't see an issue with him being able to return to the chair if, in fact, all those things happen.
The Independent MP, Tony Windsor, says he would try and stop any opposition attempt to obstruct Mr. Slipper's return.
It may well come to a vote in the Parliament as to who resumes the chair.
If it did come down to a vote, then you certainly would support his return.
Well, I couldn't see how I would object to it.
Mr. Windsor says the acting Speaker, Anna Burke, has done an incredible job in circumstances where he says the opposition is trying to create a sense of chaos, particularly in question time.
That's been their agenda for quite some time. So if you can create that demeanour in the building, it adds to the sort of public view that the hung parliament isn't working. People like Alan Jones and Hadley and some of the News Limited writers, for instance, they've preyed on that process. And if you create the chaos, it'll be written about, the people will pick it up, and then therefore there must be chaos. That perception is not reality, but it's something that whoever the Speaker of the day is has to wrestle with.
Do you think that Tony Abbott will lead the Liberal Party to the next election?
I'd say he's got a 50-50 chance of being there. I think there was a view 6 months ago that he would be there irrespective of the tactics that he was using. I think that's diminished quite dramatically, and partly because of his own agenda, in a sense, that he developed an agenda that this Parliament wouldn't last. And he prosecuted that agenda extraordinarily well in terms of being an opposition leader. But you can't live forever on short-term stuff like that. I think Tony Abbott is living to regret that the Parliament has outlasted his strategy timing, in a sense, and that he's paying somewhat of a penalty for that. Whether he can readjust himself to create the view that he is a potential Prime Minister, that's the challenge for him, in my view. For what it's worth, Malcolm Turnbull's head and shoulders over Tony Abbott.
Federal Independent MP Tony Windsor ending Samantha Hawley's report.